Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast, so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Well, I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. And I want to thank you again for another minute, another opportunity to be on with you, wherever you may be around America or around the world. Now with the podcast, we have people calling in, checking in, who hear this message, this program globally. So I want to thank all of you who are here with me, and I'm grateful. You know, I start with that minute, and then I take a moment to give God glory, to thank Him for life and strength and health, to thank Him for the fact that I still am here in the land of the living. And that is a blessing. Many of you who follow me on my daily messages, and I hope everybody does. If you don't, you can get access to my daily free 1 minute videos we send out daily. If you go to winwithwilly.com, just sign up for my newsletter and we'll send it to you free. But I've been talking about the process, that thought process of gratitude, that there is power in gratitude and being grateful because it gives you hope. And many of you have heard me say that my dear friend Les Brown shared with me, if you've got hope in the future, it gives you power in the present. And if you add gratitude to that power in the present, you can be unstoppable. So be grateful. Now, I am grateful for all that God has blessed me with. The fact we've got life and strength, but the fact that we've got family and friends who are a blessing. Fact that we've got income sources that keep our business going and growing, not just for me and not just for my children, but we're building a business for our children's great-grandchildren. I found that the great ones are always planting seeds in their 80s of trees that will take 30 years to grow because they know they're not planting it for them. They're planting it for future generations. So if you want to be a great one, you don't just think about today. You think about long term. So we're grateful for that. I want to take a moment to give a shout out to our sponsors. First, I want to shout out our new upcoming sponsor, Truist Bank. Truist Bank is a tremendous new asset in the financial services industry and one that is really committed to communities, particularly urban communities, African-American audiences. They're doing big work, great work in the community, as well as impacting people through their services. They are the merger of BB&T Bank and SunTrust Bank, and they've come together with a new bank called Truist. And I'm excited about them. And you're going to be hearing more about them over the next few months. Also, I want to take a moment to talk to you about the fact that I love my bed. I really do love my bed. And you've heard me talk about the fact that over the years, I struggled with a herniated disc in my back, and it would be painful. And I had times when my bed did not help. So I tried every kind of bed, one after another, one you can adjust with the number on it. You know that one. And then another one that's supposed to be heavenly. I tried that and this one and that one. Man, it was drama. Until I found the bed that has changed my life. And I made a point that I would not promote it or talk about it or endorse it for a year until I knew that it would not fail me. And it has been fantastic. So I want to encourage you to go to airpedic.com. A-I-R-P-E-D-I-C, Airpedic. It was created by a chiropractor. It is fantastic. Where the other numbered bed has one chamber, it has three per side, so six chambers per bed. Airpedic.com. I recommend you get the 800 series. And so if you go to airpedic.com and check into the 800 series, and if you put in a code WJ800, you can get a discount. WJ800. Well, today I'm going to do something very different. I've got a special show for you. I've got a tremendous guest who is the leading financial service professional and expert for people in the middle class, people who are in the middle realms, who want to grow their wealth, who are trying to grow beyond middle class to become rich or wealthy. And many of you know, I talk about the five levels of success, of financial success, as the indigent, the poor, the middle class, the rich, and the wealthy. And they're all different. And those are part of the upcoming book that I'm putting out. But he is helping middle class audiences all over America to grow. His name is Dale Duransberg. They call him DJ, the money coach. Many people are talking about him all over America. And I got wind of him and started looking at what he's been doing. He is from Chicago, a graduate of Columbia College. He's a speaker, a certified estate advisor, and chartered senior financial planner. In 1997, he founded Duransberg International. And he's a impacting speaker and expert all over. He does seminars, he helps companies, he helps churches, he helps schools, nonprofits, and individuals with the keys to financial literacy and the professional counselors who give support, empowerment, and accountability that create a long-lasting winning combination for your wealth. He is the author of The ABCs of Wealth and Common Sense Strategies to Achieving the American Dream. Now, we're going to bring him on, but I'm also going to bring in one other guest, because when I learned about his expertise, I was so impressed when I talked to him how it was something I hear often because of the guru that I rely on for my basic wealth building strategies, and that is my wife. Many of you know her as the co-author of the book that we did together, Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And so it is the one and only Dee Taylor Jolly, the back office boss herself. Dee, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here.
And DJ, Dale Duransberg, DJ the Money Coach, how are you?
Oh, I'm excited, and it's an honor to be on your show, Dr. Jolly.
Well, look, I've given you the thumbnail sketch. I always like to ask people to tell me more about you, where you came from, how you got from where you were to where you are now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have a similar story to most people in America that, was taught, go to school, get an education, and get a great job, and then you'll achieve the American dream. But the reality is, Dr. Jolly and Mrs. Jolly, that's not true, because in the information age, the information that you don't know about business and financial planning can actually hurt you no matter how many degrees you have. So I came out of college with a 525 credit score.
Wow.
And I had $40,000.
Let's make sure people know 525 is not good, okay?
Yeah, 525, exactly, 525. And here's the funny part. I had a minor in accounting, and I was working for a company to handle their finances but all the whole entire supply department called Sears Technology Services, managing millions of accounts, and had no idea I had a 525 credit score.
Wow.
That's the irony of it. And in conjunction that led to that 525 credit score, I accumulated $40,000 worth of credit card debt because when I went to college at the young age of 17, was one of the first people to go to college in my family, and I would just sign up for credit cards just to get the free stuff and to be able to, eat every semester.
Right.
So unbeknownst to me, I accumulated $40,000 worth of credit card debt. In addition to my student loans, I had about $60,000 worth of debt. And the only reason why I found out about that, I went out to try to buy my first home, and I was rejected, even though I had a professional income. And they said, credit score is 525. I said, wow, I didn't even know that.
Wow.
And so taking all these classes in college, taking accounting classes, finance 101, calculus, statistics, never took a personal finance class in my life.
Wow.
Never knew how credit worked, unbeknownst to me. And I graduated, with honors and still had no clue what personal finances were.
Man.
When I looked at that, I said, you know what? No big deal. I'll just stay living where I am. And then about a year or two later, I wanted to buy a business and went right back into the same bank that had been banking with for about 10 years and got turned down for a business loan. And even though I had money and had the actual hard assets to buy the business, I was turned down. So at that point, I said, you know what? I can do two pathways. I can play the victim or I can become victorious.
That's right.
And what I decided was to become victorious because my mother taught me that growing up in the projects, my mother grew up in Cabrini Green.
Okay, anybody Chicago.
Projects. And my mother was a single parent for a few years, and she fought her way out of the projects and put herself through nursing school. And she taught us. She said, the sky is unlimited and the belief in you is unbounded. So go out there and tackle what God has for you and go get it.
Yes.
So I picked up a book and I read a chapter in this book called The Road to Wealth, and it just talked about credit. And it broke down the quadrants of credit, and I started to read it. And then when I got an understanding of it, Dr. Jolly, and within 12 months of reading that book, I raised my credit score to 720.
Wow.
And within 24 months, I raised my credit score to 800. And this was over 18 years ago. And my credit score has never been below 800. As of right now, today, my credit score is 821.
Wow.
And
for folks who don't know about credit scores, 800 is sterling. Anything above 800 is over the top sterling. I mean, it's gold. It is platinum. As my friend John Hope Bryant says, if you can raise your credit score, you can raise your opportunity to wealth creation by home ownership, by lowering your costs for anything that you would get, even car insurance. Everything changes when you raise your credit score. Well, keep going, my friend.
Well, that's the amazing truth. And on top of that, Dr. Jolly, in my church, we had a program that was brought to us by Focus on the Family that taught financial, stewardship.
Yes.
The course was 8 long weeks, and it was on Sunday nights. So out of 100 people that started the course, only about 20 finished. And it wasn't because they didn't want the information, Dr. Jolly. It was just because of life, busyness interfered, and they weren't able to complete the course.
Right.
So I said, you know what? This is great information. I was one of the people who completed it because I didn't want to go back to where I came from. And I said, I'm about to get, newly married. So I need to make sure that, I'm whole all the way around spiritually, financially as well. So as I went through that course and I decided at this point in time that I was almost debt free, I said, I'm going to figure out a way how to condense something this great into attention span that everybody can, benefit from and teach it at a fifth grade level.
Wow.
So at that point, I went out and I got my securities license. I got hired by a company called Investments, Oak Grove Investments out of Springfield, Illinois. And they taught me the financial industry.
Wow, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to finish talking about how you too, folks, can do what Dale Duransberg, the money coach, DJ the Money Coach, has done. And he's going to teach you how he did it, how you can do it, how you can change your life. And we're going to get input and influence as well from the one in my office who changed our financial situation. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. And for sure, Your best is yet to come. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can make $1 million, lose it, make a second million, lose that, then make a third million, while other people can't even make ends meet? Well, the reason is that those people know the recipe for success. And that recipe is available to everyone if you will do what they did. They made a habit of getting positive motivational resources of great thinkers and great learners. And I want to offer those same kind of resources to you. We've developed a free page on my website. It's wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift. On that site, we've got resources, books, audios to help you to grow, and they're free. So go to wjspeaks.com/gift, wjspeaks.com/gift, and get some of those resources, and then share that page with your friends and your family members. We want to impact and inspire millions of people. And remember, if you enjoy this message on this podcast, like it, share it, and post a review about it and make a difference in the lives of others by letting them know about it. Have a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly and the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. And I want to thank everybody for joining us. We got a barn burner today. We're going to talk about how to grow your wealth by growing your financial literacy and how to change your life by changing your credit score, as well as some other basic points of interest that can change your life. And not only is it going to be about the guest who I have, his name is Dale Duransberg. They call him DJ, the money coach, but also I have my bride, the one and only Dee Taylor Jolly, the co-author of my book, Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. We've been married for 36 years, haven't had an argument in 30 years, and we wrote this book telling people how we have done it, and now the book is a bestseller. And we also are grateful that we now on Monday nights, every Monday night, we do Happily Married Monday with the Jollies on Facebook Live, and people, as well as on Instagram, and people are joining in from as far away as Greece, Paris, South Africa. So we're encouraging you to join us every Monday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time on Happily Married Monday with the Jollies on Willie.Jolly Facebook Live. Well, Dale Duransberg has been helping people around the country to get their lives in order. He was telling us how he created a business out of what changed his life. He went from a 500 credit score to an 821. That's like just it's beyond golden. It's beyond platinum. And he tells how he did it and how you can do it. Dale, welcome to the show again. Tell us a little more about what you tell people they can do and how to change their life.
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Jolly. So, you know, what I found out is it's real simple. It's not sexy, but it actually is sexy because it's just the fundamentals of finance. If you live beneath your means, you can accomplish just about anything in this world. The first thing that you have to have is the mindset.
It's a mindset shift. So, Dee, what did you do to transform our situation, financial service? What did you learn first? How did you change your thinking?
I would say similar to Dale in the sense of what are we doing when I with you, because I am the side of the business that is the detail. Every bill, when is it due? What is left on it for loans, etc. But when you have every debt written out and you look at it, it takes on a whole different perspective.
So going right with what he just said, accountability, discipline and work. Now we got to talk about that work part, because you got to work, you got to generate the money, but then you got to be accountable to somebody, something, staying on track, having a budget, and then the discipline. Dale, talk more about what else you teach people about changing their life.
Oh, absolutely. So it just ties into a great example about how you buy cars. So what we have to be able to do is understand that the financing is the most important thing to secure versus the actual purchase. So what I like to be able to do is step back and talk a little bit about how we start helping people that ties into this scenario.
Yes.
So I created a course called the Family Finance 101, which is a consolidated course that teaches 136 principles of financial success. It's like an encyclopedia or the Britannica when I grew up. I'm dating myself. If you go into each chapter, specifically talk about car purchases, we tell you exactly how to buy cars based on the credit, based on the value of the car, and how to negotiate the terms before you actually buy the car. So when you go into a dealership, Dr. Jolly and Mrs. Jolly, you can go in and say, look, I have X amount of credit. I'm going to spend this, and this is the payment that I'm going to pay, and these are the terms. And when you go in today's society, even online with smartphones, they automatically pull you into the educated column versus the uneducated, so there's no reason for them to try to take advantage of you, first and foremost, because you came in prepared.
Wow.
The second thing is you figure out that time is more an essence of interest than it is the payment. And a lot of mistakes we make in society is we buy payments.
Right.
We buy terms.
Right.
Versus looking at the overall cost, because we think, wow, if I can pay $100 versus $200, I'm saving money. But the $100 payment puts you into a 72-month payment, and the $200 payment puts you into 48, and you save 30% interest.
Right.
But you don't realize that because you're just buying payments. So
right.
Rule number one, never buy any product or service based on the payment alone. And rule number two, know how they sell the product and service to make profit. Once you understand those two, you will become a master negotiator. It's just that simple, and then you can win. So what our course does is it helps people to understand an insider perspective. One of the vantage points I had was that I worked in a couple of different industries pertaining to finances, uh-huh. and I saw how they would milk and bilk middle-class people and working-class people over the head with financial terms that would just befuddle them, and they would lock them in on a payment.
Right.
Especially, you might remember this. Back in the mid-90s, there was a program called the Smart Lease that came out by General Motors and enabled people to get into a car and made them think that they were buying the car, but they actually were leasing the car for 36 and 60 months and had to turn it back in. But the payment calculation was almost 35% less than an actual purchase. So they were actually finagling the loophole and telling you it's a smart buy, but it was actually a lease. So that's the first thing I want to prepare people for. So when you tap into the course, another thing is when you buy insurance. Insurance, when everything's equal, and even high-end insurance salesmen don't even know this. When you buy a loaf of bread, how do you buy it in terms of the metric of measurement? I want to ask you, Dr. Jolly and Mrs. Jolly, how do you go about buying bread?
You buy it by the loaf.
By the whole thing.
You buy it by the loaf.
Right.
Right, exactly, which is 16 ounces. And if you look on the little tab, it tells you how much the bread costs per ounce.
Right.
But who looks at that?
Right.
And when you go buy gas, how do you buy gas when it comes to a unit of measurement?
By the gallon.
But we do look at the cost per gallon, correct?
Correct.
So when everything's equal, when buying insurance, you look at the cost per thousand. And nobody knows that. But insurance is primarily sold to us. It'll say, Dr. Jolly and Mrs. Jolly, how much insurance do you want, mm-hmm. and how much can you afford to pay?
Yes.
Right.
When everything's equal, you want to say, I want to look at the cost per thousand, because based on your credit, your age, and your health, there are statutes of four columns called premium, preferred, standard, and rated. And when all those are equal, they will sell it to you by the cost per thousand. And give an example, one thing that makes us successful is I'm very transparent. I have a policy right now that I wrote on myself 20 years ago called a return on premium. What that basically means, it's a term policy, but in 30 years, if I'm still here, I get every dollar back based on the cost per thousand.
Wow.
For half a million, I paid $30 for half a million. So within 3 years of today, if I'm still here, God willing, I will get a check for almost $12,000.
Awesome. So one of the things that my wife is big on is that insurance. And she
That's because we've had so many different
we
ones.
We went through the thing. First of all, I want to make sure everybody knows. If you're married or if you're single, but if you are at least 18 years old, and many of you have heard my guest before, you need to have life insurance. And you need to have it, and particularly those who have children and have those who are dependent on them. You must, if you're going to be responsible, have life insurance. Dee?
Now, let me interject here. The challenge becomes understanding the difference between term, whole life, variable, indexed. Oh my God. You
universal.
Need
universal.
Universal. You need to have a broker or someone who is not just trying to sell you a particular brand. You need who is looking at you and understanding what your individual needs are, and then can provide you with options.
Absolutely. So Dale, you obviously—
None of that we knew.
Yeah, Dale, you obviously—
You started out.
Got that—
Yes.
I can feel you jumping through the phone. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, if I may, Mrs. Jolly, may I call you Dee also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dee, you couldn't have said anything more perfect. In our class, we have an actual segment that teaches you how to buy all different forms of life insurance. I'm going to say, if I may, Mrs. Jolly, may I call you Dee also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dee, you couldn't have said anything more perfect. In our class, we have an actual segment that teaches you how to buy all different forms of life insurance. Here's what most people don't know, especially in the urban African-American community. We customarily have always bought whole life insurance.
Yes.
Because that's all we were sold. But as you go through every stage of your life, there is a purpose for each individual product and service.
I found that out the hard way.
Exactly. So sometimes you need a PhD just to figure out the difference between the two.
Yes.
So let me tell you another story just about myself. I learned a lot of this by trial and error. So when I got my 800 credit score and I got my business off the ground, I was pursued by an insurance agent for about 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually he convinced me to buy a variable universal life policy, which basically works this way. You can invest in the stock market and also get life insurance.
Yes.
But here's the downside of it. When the market goes down, the value of your policy goes down.
Yes.
If you want to borrow against that policy, they charge you interest to borrow against that policy.
Yes.
However, that's a good policy based on the value of your business. But based on my age at the time, I was still about 30 years of age, and I only needed pure protection, and I did some research. Came back, told the agent, hey, I want to get just pure protection, but I'd like to get the premium back, and when I borrow money, I don't want to have to pay for it. This guy had been in the industry 10 years, D, and knew nothing what I was talking about. You know, the number one reason is based on what you said. They sell it for profit. His company did not even sell the product I'm talking about because they didn't see the value and it was a loss leader. So I found out about it, started providing it for myself, took it into my church, explained the differences, and young people who most of the time think they're never going to have any ups and downs, they saw the value in this policy. And the funny thing is, I actually taught Dr. George Frazier about this policy.
Wow.
So when we go in the class, we show you at your age, your income, your physical situation, your wealth, and your succession plan, each way each policy works for you. And I don't get paid one penny for doing that because I am the middle class advocate. That's why they call me DJ the Money Coach.
Hold that thought.
Everything down.
Hold that thought. We're going to be right back. We got to take a quick break. Station identification. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose. And we're back, Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. But I got special guests today. I've got my bride of almost 36 years, will be 36 years soon, author, co-author with me of the book, Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. She is the owner and developer of The Back Office Boss. Backofficeboss.com, am I right?
Yes.
All right. And she has helped a lot of small businesses develop their back office with their administrative, their tax deals, their finances.
Putting systems into place so those of you, like my hubby, who are creative, hyperactive, and all those other things, have support systems, operations, so they can do what they do. And when the money comes in, for us to keep as much of the money and grow the money.
It's not how much you make, it's how much you keep, folks. And she helps do that and helped us to change our whole financial positioning and to change our lives. Well, we also have as my other special guest, the real deal money coach, DJ, the money coach, Dale Duransberg, who is well known across America. My friend George Frazier raves about him. Armstrong Williams talks about him. All of them talk about this young man who is making it happen, particularly for people in the middle class who many times don't know. He said something I thought was profound. He said that when he was hired to really do what money companies and financial services agencies and credit card companies and all the above do. They find the best and the brightest coming out of college to figure out how to make this more profitable. They got to make more profit, they say. So they go to work to make profit from you. And Dale Duransberg said, okay, I know what they're doing. I know how it works. Now I'm going to teach people how to get the best deal so that they can create wealth over the long term. Dale, good to have you again, my friend. Talk to us about what it's going to take.
So how do we get access to this course?
Oh, yeah, that's right now.
Yes.
I want to tell people how to reach Dale because many people are jumping in and off. Dale, tell them how to reach you, how to get access to your course and your materials.
Oh, absolutely. They can actually reach us online at djthemoneycoach.com. Just that simple, djthemoneycoach.com. They can actually reach us on Instagram at Seven Spheres of Money, and they can reach us on YouTube at Seven Spheres of Money. And we actually have our course available, which is a three-hour curriculum course, 18 modules, that teaches you the 136 principles of financial success. And we actually right now are running a Black Friday special on this program. This actual course usually retails for $399. We're giving that course away for less than $100. Also, with a consultation with me that I normally get in corporate America, $400 an hour, absolutely free, Dr. Jolly, and
wow.
MSB. And also, we're giving a free webinar. All they have to do is either go to djthemoneycoach.com or they can call our office at 866-395-3042, 866-395-3042, and tell them Dr. Jolly sent you, and they'll get that special satisfaction guarantee. And here's the thing that I'm excited about is that over the past 20 years, we have helped over 20,000 people become consumer debt-free, increase their financial independence, and put life insurance and savings plans in place the same way we did for ourselves. Wow. I'm not excited about what I did for myself. I'm excited about how we help the community out and how we continue to help the community. And you'll find people just recently, we had a gentleman named Ross, who's in Louisiana, who was getting his house refinanced back in October 2019. And he went to the bank, and even though he had a 740 credit score, they tried to charge him like 7% interest and tried to charge him like $7,000 in closing costs.
Wow.
Ross became a member and went through my course. And he just went directly to the mortgage piece to learn about mortgages. He called me up. I gave him a complimentary consultation, and we saved him $91,000.
Wow.
$91,000. And you can see his testimonial on our website.
What's that number again?
Tell two things I want to get from you again, because some people didn't get it. The website is Seven Spheres, S-P-H-E-R-E. Is that correct?
Yes, sevenspheresofmoney.com. But the best one to go to, Dr. Jolly, is djthemoneycoach.com.
And what's that number one more time? One more time. Telephone number.
866-395-3042. 866-395-3042. Great. And if they call now, between now and Monday, they'll be able to tap into the Black Friday special and Cyber Monday. All they have to say is, tell them Dr. Jolly sent you. And
can
we'll
you
take
expand that? Now, I want to ask you, could you expand that for a few days to the end of the week? Because this
will
air a number of places, number of times, and some people might not get it till they get the podcast, which will actually be the following week from Black Friday. So if you make sure you use my name, and he'll give you the deal. That's bottom line.
Absolutely.
Whenever you
Absolutely.
Call, use my name, he'll give you the deal. Now, let me
tell you what you'll get in this and help, because the Seven Spheres of Money is this. And this taps in what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, tell us those seven spheres, because they're fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. The seven spheres covers accounting, insurance, banking, financial planning, real estate, estate planning, and legal. And again, selfishly, when I got myself out of debt and when I started a business, I needed all of these services for myself.
Right.
And when I found the right people to work with who were honest, who were educators, and weren't trying to take advantage of me, I hired them to work with our team. We have on our team seven professionals that have an average of 15 years in expertise in each field. No generalists in our company.
Good.
All specialists. My attorney, Lisa Shebar, used to be the litigator for McDonald's hamburgers.
Wow.
my CPA, Mary Lou Helm, and Paul Bax used to be CFO for Tyson Foods, and Paul Bax used to be the president of the Community Small Business Affairs for Chicagoland. It represented over 30,000 businesses.
Wow.
So these are the kind of people that will work with you side by side. And then my financial planner, Melvin Hobson, he's a registered investment advisor for 17 years, manages over $40 million worth of assets, and he's also a SPHR certified HR rep. So he actually helps small and large companies with best business practices for HR services. So you can get the whole gamut and get a top-tier person that will work with you complimentary by coming through this little course called the Family Finance 101 with that complimentary consultation.
All right.
That's what we're excited about.
I love your excitement. And let me tell you, I want to say a couple of things while I'm thinking of that might help them. I just spoke for SHRM, Society of Human Resource Managers, for their virtual conclave. And we just had a tremendous response. And I know a lot of small businesses right now are struggling with motivating their people in these challenging times. So what we did was create a generic 20-minute message that you can get directly from me at a portion of my regular speaking fee. And we can send you the file that you can share with your network of people in your industry that we just want to help more people. So if you contact our office at info@williejolly.com, say, I want that speech. The setback is a setup for a comeback speech to help my people, help my business to grow. A setback setup for a comeback speech. If you go to info, send us an email, info@williejolly.com, info@williejolly.com. Because he said, you got to work. You got to create money. And once you create the money, then you have to know how to do it. Dee, you wanted to say something.
Yes. The Family Finance 101, his program, ties into the back office boss.
Okay.
Because one of the things that we focus on is that you have to have a team in place. You don't have to be an expert in everything. Whatever your primary area is, fine, that brings in the revenue. But you need that support system, the accountant, the attorney, the financial advisor. And what Dale is saying is that he has provided that umbrella for you.
Absolutely.
That's amazing, especially for small business people. So we're not just, I'm not just talking about the family, but a whole nother living, breathing entity, which is a business if you have a small business.
So Dale, give us a couple of the you got us. Okay, here are the you got us. You got to do this if you're gonna be a success, if you're going to create wealth. Here are the you got us. Give me a couple you got us.
The you got us are you have to pay yourself first.
Come
on. If you don't get anything out of this conversation today, you have to pay yourself first. So that's one thing.
But what does that mean, though? Tell people exactly what that means, because people hear that and they don't really understand what that means. Give me some sort of an analogy. What did that mean? Some sort of illustration.
Okay, I'm going to give you 5 points, Dr. Jolly. Number one, what are we doing right now? We're in a pandemic. So what do most people have? They have emergencies. So the first thing you have to do is set up an emergency money market account that set aside 3 to 6 months of your income. And I know right now people saying, I don't have that. But guess what? Because you don't have it now doesn't mean we can't start tomorrow. At least $1 being put aside.
Yes.
This ties into what Ms. D said. If you have a budget, this is one of the primary factors. I won't give you a complimentary consultation if you don't fill out a budget and you don't answer a survey about the things that you're concerned about in your life, because you're not serious. So that's the first thing.
Yep.
We set you up with a money market account, and we show you how to extract money into that account from overpaying. Here's the one thing we do is we show you how to pay the least amount of money, get the best bang for your buck, for your insurance, your mortgage, your car, et cetera. When we find that excess payment, we actually put that into your money market account. One simple thing that you can do is take money that you overspend for your car insurance by just taking a driver's online course that costs $50, but it'll save you 5% off your insurance policy. So that's the first thing you do. That's a gotta.
Yes.
The second thing, once you do that, you have to invest in your company plan if you work for an employer. One of the mistakes I made as a young business professional, I wanted every dollar that I wanted to spend, not knowing, because I hadn't been taught to put the money aside for a rainy day. So you have to invest in your 401k,
yes,
your 403b, and your SEP. That's important. The third thing you do is you open up a Roth IRA. And here's the main reason why you do that. Is because if everything's equal, Dr. Jolly and Ms. D,
yes,
if at the end of the day, you guys have $500,000 in your 403B and I have $250 in my Roth IRA, Uncle Sam is going to say, hey, Dr. Jolly, Mrs. D, I want to get all that pre-tax money that you accumulated in that 403B for the past 30 years.
Yes.
I want it back right now under a clause called minimum requirement distribution. So
yes,
when you win, you still lose because you're in a higher tax bracket than you expected, and it's a 40% cut. But you can actually circumvent that by using the right insurance vehicles to lower your tax consequence. But me, in the Roth IRA, there's no required minimum distributions. If I don't need the money, it can be transferred to 3 to 4 generations tax-free.
Yes.
So that's the third thing that you must do. And then the fourth thing is, if you're an entrepreneur like we are, you have to invest in either a self-retirement plan, a KEO, or an individual 401k IRA. And by having the pros sit down with you, they will show you when the right time to do that. And that's a tax-free write-off and enables you to invest in other businesses, which most people don't know. Small business ownership is the backbone of America, but most people fall short because they don't pay themselves first. So number one, emergency fund. Number two, invest in the vehicle that you're working for your company. Get that free money. Number three, get the Roth IRA. And number four, when you become an entrepreneur, pay yourself first through a retirement plan. I work with so many small business owners that don't do that, and they leave 30 to 40% on the table that they immediately give back to Uncle Sam. That's the first thing that we teach people, and if they don't want to apply the accountability, the discipline, and the work, we don't work with them, Dr. Jolly.
Excellent.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. I love it. We're going to be right back. We got one more segment on how to grow your wealth. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly.
Pick up the phone and just...
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me.
When you need me,
call me. You can call on me.
Call me.
You can call on me.
Pick up the phone.
You can call
and call me. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs, because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech, and I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it, because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life, and I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500, and that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there, and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come.
Gonna take it to the top. Motivated, highly motivated. Motivated, I'm never gonna stop. I had a job I really hated. It made me sick, but it got me motivated. I knew that this was not where I was meant to be. I didn't wanna stay, but I was too afraid to leave. Then one day I got my check.
Hey, this is Dr. Willie Jolly. I want to welcome you to the last segment of this program about creating wealth and creating financial security by doing the basics. You know, I love the story about Vince Lombardi, who was the first coach of the winning Super Bowl team. The next year, at the first day of training camp, he came to the team that had won the Super Bowl and said, "Okay, gentlemen, this is a football." They said, "We know what it's a football. We're professional football players." He said, "But if you do the basics, that's how we won the Super Bowl. Focus on the basics first and build on that." That's what we're doing today about financial success. And I've got my wife, the great and wonderful Dee Taylor Jolly, co-author with me of the book, Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, and the founder of the Back Office Boss, backofficeboss.com, helping small businesses to grow. And I've got Dale DeRansberg, who is known as DJ, the money coach, as my two guests. Dee, you're going to ask Dale something.
I'm going down the list. Pay yourself first, your emergency fund. I said, check, we do that. Invest in the company plan. Well, we are the company and we have a 401k plan.
For ourselves and our employees.
For ourselves as well as our employees. And we have that Roth IRA.
All right.
So
I'm excited.
What if others, and I stumble through learning that the hard way. But you are providing people an opportunity to get all of this absolutely necessary information all in one foul swoop by contacting you. That is really a blessing.
Well, thank you very much. It's like I said, it's our advocacy. This is something that we would do for free because we know this is something that we were not given. So here's another nugget that's worth millions of dollars if you catch it as a small business owner. CAFE Rule 125 is an IRS code, just like the 401k is an IRS code. But it's an IRS code for businesses. And let me give you an example. When you went to work your first job and you wanted to get continuing education, your job say, "We will subsidize your college, you know, degree or master's degree if you take these courses. And if you get a B, we'll pay 70% reimbursement. If you get an A, we'll pay 100% reimbursement." Does that sound familiar?
Yep.
Guess what CAFE Rule 125 says? It says if you are a business owner and you pass the test with a D, it's 100% reimbursement.
What?
So the company is actually gaining profit off of you by paying you less than what the tax code will pay you 100%. So guess what I teach small business owners to do? Set up the CAFE 125 rule in their bylaws as an executive, and you can pay for your education tax-free for the rest of your life. That is a 10 to 15% savings and improve your education and build your wealth. Look it up, CAFE Rule 125.
I wrote
another
that down.
Another aspect of CAFE Rule 125, if I'm a home-based business and I am the executor, CEO, CFO of the company, all
yes.
I have to do is sign that title, not my name, not DJ, but whoever's hired, and I can give them benefits, car allowance, insurance allowance, health benefits, savings benefits, and all of those are a pre-tax write-off under CAFE Rule 125. And you can apply that in every aspect of your life. That's how wealth is created, because those pre-tax dollars are already in the Pay Yourself First program for the small business owner. Give Mrs. B and Dr. Jolly a benefit incentive to pay you that first dollar you make a percentage. Then you can go into your personal Pay Yourself First automatic withdrawals, taken out, and draw that. So you can draw almost 30% of your gross revenue into savings programs that you would immediately give back to Uncle Sam. Can you get excited about that?
Absolutely.
Come on, somebody. Come on. Get excited. Come on, somebody. Because we want to create wealth. The reason this show is called the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show is we're giving you ways to wealth every which way we can. Every week we bring the best and the brightest from all over the globe to help you. That's why we want you to tell your friends, your family members, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody to put this on their schedule and to make sure to listen to this podcast, because it will change your finances. Come on, somebody.
I wrote that down. CAFE Rule 125.
That's right.
Wow,
that's right.
I got it.
125, as a small business owner, that is your best friend.
Wow.
So at the end of the day, when you go through Family Finance 101, when we get to the end of the course, we start teaching you how to become a business owner, and we teach you the secrets to wealth. Actually starting businesses, investing in real estate, leverage the tax laws. And that's something that we don't know. So when you are making that transition from professional to entrepreneur with that back office, like you said, Ms. D,
yes.
These are the things that your accountant should have performed for you. And this is what I like to encapsulate for people. Most of the time, we only have relationship with two or three professionals in the seven spheres of money. We only see an attorney when we're trying to buy a house or somebody's trying to sue us. That's just facts. Or we're trying to sue somebody. We only see an accountant when it's tax time, right around January, April. Guess what? That's reactionary. Real professional sits around the table, You in the center, and the rest of those seven spheres, they bring you the best information simultaneously and create a symphony for your behalf.
I love that.
And then you pro-plan quarters in advance, and that's how you were able to get ahead. You can literally make less revenue and make more profit by exercising the Cafe Rule 125 and the Pay Yourself program, brought them together, and have your experts sit down with unbiased opinions, and they're not trying to compete for that dollar. They make 1 + 1 = 11.
Wow.
And that's the winning way to success. That's why we say we will help you live the pom-pom lifestyle. That's plenty of money and peace of mind, and we want people to come join us on the beaches of the World Club, and if you do it as a business, it's a tax write-off. I hate to give them nuggets.
You got it. We have written off going all over the globe. We have been all over the globe on somebody else's either dime, or we've written it off, because we are independent business people, and we are able to use the opportunities that are available to everybody to change our financial state. So, Dee, you want to say something?
Let me interject. I would like Dale to discuss just a little his financial independence number. Many of us don't really know what that means. What's that number? Monthly. So as a small business owner, we have a financial independent number personally, and there's a financial independent number for us for our business. So could you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So financial independence, what it will do for you is actually take a percentage of your income compared to your reoccurring expenses and show what date and time to match it up in order to live forever.
Wow.
We actually teach that in the course. So for individuals, we take 4% and set aside based on the algorithm and show you exactly date and time when that happens. For a business, we take your revenues and do the same thing, and then you allocate that number on work and discipline that you attribute to it month in, month out, and you see the date coming down in your favor. And when you become consumer debt-free, D and Dr. Jolly, that number accentuates quicker because now that number goes up exponentially in your favor. So we actually ask people what's called Wi-Fi. What's your financial independence number? And if you don't know that, come to the course and we will show you exactly how it works. Fill out a budget, we'll show you the numbers and show you exactly when you can punch out. That's why I was free in America in 2008, because I worked from 2002 on that financial independence number.
Wow.
That's a great question. You must have already got my course. I make sure I send it to you again because that's the most important thing.
Well, you're good. So let's tell people where they can reach you and they can get that course.
Yeah, they can reach me. Go to djthemoneycoach.com. djthemoneycoach.com. And then they can call us at the office toll-free, 866-395-3042. 866-395-3042. Ask them for the Dr. Jolly Black Friday Cyber Monday special. We will extend it. All you have to do is call. You'll get a total value over $1,000 for less than $100 with a bonus of a complimentary consultation with me that's a $400 value, and you'll get a webinar for small business owners called 3 Steps to Success to teach you how to start businesses, buy real estate, and leverage the tax laws, another $500 value, so over $3,000 worth of value in a 3-hour course, 136 principles of financial success for less than $100.
Wow.
All you got to do is call 866-395-3042. Tell them Dr. Jolly sent you, and we'll give you that advantage, and we'll give you that complimentary consultation.
Wow, this has been fantastic. I want to thank Dale Duransberg, who is known as DJ the Money Coach, for laying it down and throwing it down and giving you the real deal. I want to thank my beautiful bride, Dee Taylor Jolly, for sharing secrets from the back office boss that she has used to grow our business. I'm out there, as I like to say, I'm the tree shaker. She's the applesauce maker. She takes those apples off of that tree that I shake and makes apples and apple butter and apple sauce and apple.
And it's much easier to do that when we have that knowledge that Dale so freely is giving.
Absolutely. So always, folks, make sure you go to thebackofficeboss.com to find out more about Dee. And we want you to make sure that you go to winwithwilly.com. One thing he talked about, you got to make the money. I want to help you make the money. So make sure that you on that winwithwilly.com. Look at my products. Get my box. In fact, if you go to willyjolly.com/box, B-O-X, I recommend you get my box. It's all my products, how to motivate you, how to turn setbacks into comebacks, how to turn those setbacks into greenbacks so that you can start to create long-term wealth. I want to thank Dale DeRansberg, DJ, the Money Coach, and D. Taylor Jolly for being my special guest on this special program today. And remember, folks, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and for sure, your best is yet to come. Have a great day. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to willyjolly.com/billionaire, willyjolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month, and remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.